This is Matt Wells at UN News. Well, when it comes to ending illegal and unregulated fishing, it's all about respecting the ocean so that the ocean can give us more. That's the verdict of Matthew Camilleri, a senior fishery officer in the Fisheries and Aquaculture Department at the Food and Agricultural Organization, FAO, speaking out against illegal, unreported and unregulated fishing as World Oceans Day was marked on Friday. The 5th of June 2018 was the first international day for the fight against illegal, unreported and unregulated fishing, known as IUU fishing. It's estimated that 20% of all fish caught are a result of IUU fishing, which leads to an annual loss of approximately $23 billion worldwide. The International Day was chosen on the second anniversary of the Agreement on Port State Measures, or PSMA, the first binding international agreement to target IUU fishing. PSMA came into force on the 5th of June 2016. Fatima E. Mendez spoke with Mr. Camilleri. She started by asking him why it was important to establish an international day for the fight against illegal, unreported and unregulated fishing.
I believe that one of the main objectives for establishing such a day is first and foremost to recognize the impact of illegal, unreported and unregulated fishing on the sustainability of fish stocks and its impact also on the marine environment in general. It's also important to have such a day to make stakeholders, and when I say stakeholders, it also includes consumers, aware that there are tools out there and everybody has a role to play in the fight against IUU fishing.
Can you describe what is meant by illegal, unreported and unregulated fishing, also known as IUU fishing?
Illegal fishing is anything that goes against regulations that have been set either by a country with regards to fisheries or by a regional fishery body. There may have been some regional agreement on certain regulations to be applied in a region, or even international legislation. So anything that goes against a law or a regulation. And of course, this means that it is undermining the measures that have been taken to ensure the sustainability of fish stocks. Unreported fishing is, in fact, the act of not reporting a fishing activity, which may well have been legal, but unreporting one's catches or underreporting one's catches or not reporting where the fishing activity has taken place actually impacts the scientific process on which fisheries management relies. One needs to know how much fish is being taken out of the sea and where it has taken place, because that information would be used to draw up management measures for the future exploitation of fish stocks. Unregulated fishing is really fishing taking place without any control or regulation by the state concerned. Perhaps they do not have any fishing regulations in place. Maybe they do not issue any licenses. It is just free for all. Or it could be unregulated fishing could also relate to fishing activities by vessels which don't belong to any state. They do not fly a flag. So they are not only unregulated, but they are, of course, operating illegally. So really, one can see that illegal, unreported and unregulated fishing together, all three components do have a big impact on the fish stocks and the marine environment. And therefore, this is why it is not correct just to simply refer to illegal fishing, because all three components contribute. One must not think that IUU fishing is only committed by the large, big commercial vessels operating on the high seas. The fact that a small-scale canoe, 3 meters long, does not declare or underdeclares its catch by 1 kilo every day, one could imagine how much that would amount to when you consider the thousands and thousands of small canoes which are operating every day. So this is a widespread thing. IUU fishing takes place in coastal waters, in the high seas, and it's conducted by small-scale fishing boats and also huge ships.
What are some of the negative impacts of IUU fishing? What is IUU's fishing effect on the environment, biodiversity, the oceans, and coastal communities?
Yeah, well, as I said, first and foremost, IUU fishing just undermines any management plan in place for fisheries, which has been based on a scientific process. So it's just really going against all the plans that have been put in place and therefore will have a negative impact on the sustainability of the fish stocks in the future. IUU fishing very often involves also destructive fishing practices. So the use of fishing gear, which has an impact on vulnerable marine ecosystems, you know, fishing in areas where you have corals, for example, and nets are being dragged along a seabed full of corals, that is going to damage the environment and the biodiversity. There's also cases where, you know, in IU fishing, fishing gear is just dumped at sea. So it's going to contribute to plastics in the ocean and pollution in the ocean. But it also, IU fishing also has an impact on the socioeconomic aspects, especially for coastal communities. Because IUU fishing will flood markets with IUU caught fish and have an impact on the economy and affect the profitability of the bona fide fishers. And not only that, but of course, with IUU fishing taking place by the larger vessels, say, in coastal areas, then there's going to be less availability of resources for the artisanal fishing community.
The International Day was set for the second anniversary of the Agreement on Port State Measures, also known as PSMA, which came into force on the 5th of June, 2016. What does the Port State Measures Agreement require countries to do, and what are its main goals and key procedures?
Yes, in fact, the day for the fight against IUU fishing was selected precisely to coincide with the anniversary of the coming into force of the Agreement on Port State Measures. As the title of the agreement implies, this relates to port states, that is, states receiving foreign fishing vessels into their ports. And essentially what the agreement says is that a port state must not allow entry of a fishing vessel that has engaged in IUU fishing into their ports and not allow that vessel to make use of the port. And when I say use of the port, it means not only landing catches, but also making use of port services in general, maintenance, refueling, etc. So in a way, the Port State Measures Agreement seeks to close doors to those vessels which have engaged in IUU fishing. And the more countries adhere to this agreement, the more doors are closed, making it more difficult for vessels engaged in IUU fishing to continue to operate. It is a very cost-effective way of combating IUU fishing, because rather than having to chase and pursue vessels engaged in IUU fishing around the oceans, you are waiting for those vessels to come to you. At one time or other, no matter what, a vessel has to come into port. And therefore, this is why we believe that the Agreement on Port State Measures will have great effect on combating IUU fishing.
How can a consumer detect whether a fish originates from IUU fishing?
Well, there are a number of ways, and this all depends then on the market state. There have been in place a number of certification procedures, for example. There are entities which certify fishery products as being originating from a sustainable source and free from IUU fishing, and one can see this label on the product. And most of the time, this is the processed product. But also the catch documentation schemes, whereby one could trace the product, we say, from the sea to the plate, ensuring that every step of the way that this fish makes through the value chain, it's accompanied by some kind of document which shows its origin, the vessel that has caught it, the method that it has been caught, from which region, etc. The problem is that such catch documentation schemes are not fully implemented throughout the world. Again, regional fishery management organizations do have such schemes in place already. We can take the example of tuna. One could say that in all regions of the world where tuna is caught, that tuna is accompanied by some kind of certified document. So there are some success stories with certain species, highly regulated fisheries, but this does not apply to, unfortunately, so far, to all fishery species. And this is why FAO last year has adopted the catch documentation scheme guidelines, again, to set minimum standards for the implementation of such catch documentation schemes.
What can the public do to help promote the eradication of illegal, unreported, and unregulated fishing?
I think that the public should be inquisitive and ask, first of all, about the origin of the catch, be more knowledgeable about what species they are buying, look out for these certification labels, and really promote the importance of combating IUU fishing. You know, read up write articles, discuss with fishers. It's about awareness raising and being inquisitive about what they are buying and what they are eating, whether they are buying fish products to cook at home or whether they are consuming it in a restaurant. Of course, the information is going to be not always reliable that is provided, but at least if one starts inquiring and being aware of the problem, then that is going to, I think, will have quite an impact as well.
What are the next steps in the fight against IUU fishing?
So to fight IUU fishing, it's important that there is concerted action by all states together. It's not enough for one state or a few states to try to combat IUU fishing. They all have to fight this in a harmonized way. But one must also recognize that not all countries have the capacity to be able to fight IUU fishing. The developing states are particularly vulnerable. And in this regard, FAO has a global capacity development program, which seeks to assist developing states in updating, reviewing, strengthening their legislation, in promoting interagency coordination at national level, providing training for inspectors, training for legal officers, putting procedures in place to carry out inspections at sea and port, and also the development of catch documentation schemes to enhance the traceability of the fishery products through the value chain.
Is there anything else you'd like for our audience to know?
I think that the audience would appreciate that a lot of the food that we consume comes from the sea. They are healthy products, and we need to ensure that whilst we're trying to exploit to the maximum the resources that the oceans provide to us, we need to make sure that we do so in a sustainable manner, and we protect the environment in which the fisheries resources live. So it's about avoiding overfishing. It's about combating IUU fishing so that IUU fishing does not undermine fisheries management plans that have been put in place. It's about reducing pollution and plastics in the ocean. It's about respecting the ocean so that the ocean can give us more.